this be one of the best moments of your life. You're listening to the Business Mirror Podcast for a broader look on business with Senior Editor Dennis Estopase.
Good day. Welcome to Business Mondays with BM, a segment of the Business Mirror BM Broader Look Podcast that tackles the performance of the Philippine stock market. The Business Mondays with BM podcast is based on the stock market outlook story written by Business Mirror reporter VG Cabuag and comes out every Monday. For the text version online, please go to www.businessmirror.com.ph and search for Stock Market Outlook. For the print edition, please go to the company's section of the Business Mirror newspaper. Let's get on with the story. Share prices gained last week, but investors were cautiously trading as they continue to monitor developments in the deployment of vaccines for the coronavirus disease 2019. The benchmark Philippine Stock Exchange Index gained 111.60 points to close at 7,246.16 points during the four-day trading week, as Tuesday was a public holiday for the observance of the Immaculate Conception. The main index was up on the first day of trading week, but shed more than 100 points at the resumption of trade last Wednesday. The index posted successive gains during the rest of the week. Average daily trading for the week was still high at 8.75 billion pesos, but foreign investors were net sellers at 513.57 million pesos. All other sub-indices ended higher, led by the All Shares Index that gained 68.36 points to close at 4,318.73. The Financials Index rose 5.87 to 1,486.60. The Industrial Index climbed 174.29 to close at 9,420.92. The Holding Firms Index added 72.89 to 7,455.87. The Property Index increased 143.36 to close at 3,719.23. The Services Index was up 1.45 to 1,533.56. And the Mining and Oil Index surged 588.49 to close at 9,305.97. For the week, gainers led losers 152 to 87, and 18 shares were unchanged. The top gainers were Abra Mining and Industrial Corporation, Apollo Global Capital Incorporated, Ferronux Holdings Incorporated, Premier Horizon Alliance Corporation, DFNN Incorporated, and Millennium Global Holdings Incorporated. The top losers, on the other hand, were Liberty Flour Mills Incorporated, MRC Allied Incorporated, Seafront Resources Corporation, Iremit Incorporated, Berjaya Philippines Incorporated, and Philippine Estates Corporation. This week, share prices may continue on an upward trend as part of the so-called Santa Claus rally that the stock market enjoys leading to Christmas. AAA Equities said they are counting on a strong recovery this month as consumer and government spending picks up. AAA Equities said they expect an easing in mobility restrictions for the month of December as the government scrambles to increase business activity to help the economy. AAA Equities noted that keeping restrictions the same may have a greater effect in the longer term to prevent an outbreak and potentially lose all the progress that has already been made. Broker 2 Trade Asia meanwhile said the policy meeting of the US Federal Reserve this week will set the tone for regional policy making at least for the initial part of 2021. While Wall Street expects the Fed to maintain status quo on rates and hints to keep them below historical thresholds will inspire more capital mobility given the low cost of money and indirectly make yields on equities more attractive, the broker said. Broker 2 Trade Asia advised investors to buy during dips as the main index is currently trading at 18 times its forward price to earnings ratio. Broker 2 Trade Asia said they reiterated that while corrections do not feel healthy when they form, they build the foundation for more sustainable rallies and open up good accumulation windows for stocks with unlocked value. Immediate support for the main index is seen at 7,000 points and resistance at 7,300 points to 7,450 points. For the stock picks, broker Regina Capital and Development Corporation advised to sell on rallies on the stock of Abra Mining and Industrial Corporation after it staged a breakout that reached its highest level since 2018. At this point, the broker said, the stock is well above its key short-term and long-term moving averages. Broker Regina Capital said the four-day rally of Abra Mining and Industrial Corporation has pushed all the indicators deeply within the overbought regions. Broker Regina Capital said the still increasing buying momentum suggests that Abra Mining and Industrial Corporation will be able to sustain its rally in the near term. However, the broker said that given that it is also deeply overbought, it is prudent to start securing the investors' gains before the stock corrects. The shares of Abra Mining and Industrial Corporation closed at 0.0025 centavos per share on Friday. Meanwhile, broker Regina Capital and Development Corporation recommended to take profits on Premier Horizon Alliance Corporation as it neared its year-to-date high of 87 centavos after notching a strong one-day uptick of 12%. Broker Regina Capital said this is also a slight breakout from its nearly three-week-long resistance of 0.82 centavos. The broker added that this has reignited the indicator's buying pressure, especially since the stock has been on a narrow range of 0.72 centavos to 0.80 centavos for the past 5 trading days. Due to the strong one-day gain in prices, some profit-taking may ensue as investors secure their gains, but the broker believes that its pullback will likely be limited by its relatively stable support of 0.77 centavos. The shares of Premier Horizon Alliance Corporation closed at 0.98 centavos apiece last week.
Thank you for listening to the Business Mirror Podcast. For a broader look on business, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Business Mirror. Until next time.